Hello?
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To begin, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College associate.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of those.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American?
Okay,
American.
What is the purpose of this?
Yes, this is an opinion survey about the upcoming elections in Columbus City. We would love to hear your opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'll be voting in Columbus.
Thank you. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote, or have you already voted?
I will vote.
And is that an almost certain or probably?
Probably. Certain.
Let's see. Which one?
Certain.
Okay, thank you. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote in person, vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Farhan Chetty.
Say that again.
Farhan Chetty.
Never heard of him.
Or just, okay, thank you. Andrew Ginther.
10.
Thank you. Nick Bankston.
Never heard of him.
Shannon Harding.
Say 7 or 8.
Between 7 or 8, where do you lean?
Well, I would say 8.
Seven or 8?
8.
I think, thank you. What about Nancy Deokauer?
Oh. 7.
Adrienne Hood?
Never heard of her.
The Columbus City Council?
8.
Thank you. What about Joseph Motel?
Never heard of him.
Emmanuel Remy?
Say that again.
Emmanuel Remy.
Never heard of him.
And Louise Hill or Gill.
Never heard of her.
A And next, there are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
I would rather vote for new people in the council.
Thank you. And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motto or Andrew Ginther?
Ginther.
Thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Don't know either one of those names.
But if you had to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel Remy.
Yes, both are running, yeah. Or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Chetty or Nick Bengtson?
Undecided.
If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Deokauer?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose between them, who would you vote for, Nancy Deokauer or Louise Gill?
O'Connor.
Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy Deokauer for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Not too certain.
Thank you. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general payments improvements.
No.
That's the
no.
County.
Yeah, okay. No.
Fine, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
That's personal, honey. I don't want to answer that.
Well, this is just for statistical purposes.
I don't wish to answer that, honey.
Okay. Well, without that, the survey doesn't let me continue. So thank you very much for your time anyway. Have a wonderful day.
And thank you very much, honey. And like your dog in the background, sweetie.
Yes, we're still working home. Yeah, from home.
What type of dog do you have?
It's a schnoodle.
Well, sweetie, God bless your heart. Take good care of him.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.